Yes, hello. I'm Robin Mack, co-creator of The Gender Book, and I'm here in Houston currently.
So we spoke to you last on the Houston Indie Media Show about 3 years ago, and I think at the time you were just about to release The Gender Book. And so now it's been 3 years since The Gender Book has been out, and it's still quite a unique concept. So can you tell us, what is The Gender Book?
The Gender Book is an illustrated 101, just your basic foundational information on gender. So all the do's, all the don'ts, just a quick takeaway on all these little buzz terms that are coming up in today's media and in today's families. You know, what is the difference between gender and sexuality, gender identity and sexual orientation? What is the difference between transgender people and gender nonconforming people? It basically takes you through those definitions and terms, so it's an easy, approachable resource for mainly people of all ages, really. It's colorful, so it's accessible for children as well as adults. And last time we were on, we were going through our campaign to get the hard facts out into the world, and it was very successful. There were 27 different countries that supported that campaign, and we printed 3,000 books, 2,000 hardbacks into the world, and it's just been amazing to see how people want a paper resource still. Thegenderbook.com is the easiest way to get there. It's also on Amazon, and it's in some local stores if they have reached out to us to purchase them. We're self-published, but we're open to larger distribution. We recently did a talk at a workshop at the Girls Rock Camp, and a lot of the parents have seen kids that are, you know, either coming out or their kids know people that are coming out as gay or bi or trans, and they want their kids to be able to support the other kids. Or just they want to have their kids have access to someone talking about how to approach gender at their level, because not everything is political. In fact, kids stand to be bullied for hours at school. As much as we have gotten this resource into the world and as much as people are sharing it, there's still so many more places it could be. And we're working on a translation project. We have the gender book translated in German, and we're close to finishing Turkish, and we're close to finishing Spanish. But it's incredibly hard to do translation because language starts to alter over culture, and then some of these languages don't have the same words, they don't use the same labels, and so they want to make for Houston information. I would stay updated on local events, local topics from a few different places. The first one being TFAHouston.com. The Transgender Foundation of America does a great job at answering people locally, supporting things, not just here, but from afar. And they're the ones that put together the Unity Banquet. They're the ones that work with the Houston Transgender Unity Committee to make sure that all people are supported and represented. And there's a few really great blogs that are really taking on their own research and really taking on getting the word out and talking about topics as they pop up. And that's going to be The Trans Advocate. Anyone can do a Google on that, and you'll see that these resources are talking about things that may not get spots on the news. And then I might mess up the spelling, so I'm just going to say it is TRANSGROT, TransGarrett. That's Monica Roberts' blog, and she has a huge blog and talks about issues and travels nationally, and is known for being someone to check in on for trans people of color. And then there's also a new group, the Trans Latinas. If you want to look them up, they're easy to find. They have their own center, and they're doing really great work, mainly in Spanish. So that's really great for people who maybe don't speak English. For us, like, larger distribution just looks like people sharing the ebook with their friends and stuff. You know, I mean, get the word out. It's donations. So it could be, you can literally put zero. You don't have to have a credit card or anything. And it's not outing. So, you know, people just having access to this is really where it's at.
If you can give me again the website for Genderbook and where we can find it.
It really is thegenderbook.com.
But believe in getting even with police who give us so love who you